Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
Brandon just got a reprieve. Actually, got the opposite of a reprieve. Brandon's wife got a reprieve. Brandon's got to work harder. Here is your 5 seconds of silence brought to you by the Smarticle Podcast. Before we take Brandon off the treadmill for just a couple of minutes, let's first just say I would like to revisit this. If you want to go to Brandon's OnlyFans page and see him do a dance for you.
You know this joke is getting old, right?
BrandonDoble.com. You could pay like $5, I think, and then Brandon will do a dance.
It wasn't funny the very first time you did it. The 15th time, I'm just like, yeah, okay.
Also, if you want Brandon to come host your bar mitzvah, your quinceañera, once again, BrandonDoble.com. He'll come out and do your party, host a trivia night, whatever it is. For all of your entertainment needs, Brandon is there for you. So reach out to BrandonDoble.com.
Okay, good. Let's do that.
Okay. Here's today's headline. To live longer, women need half as much exercise as men. This is basically, I got it in Time Magazine, but it was kind of a story over the last couple of weeks. So I don't know if there's a woke magometer on this.
This is a science article, basically. It was a science writer. So there's not a whole lot of point.
It's a Science Tuesday or whatever this is on.
Right. And I looked her up and she's done a lot of health stuff. She's a full science writer. So she's great. No mocha meter today.
Okay. Here's the data. In the study, men who got about 300 minutes of aerobic exercise every week had an 18% lower risk of dying compared to inactive men.
Oh.
But amongst women, it only took 140 minutes of weekly exercise to see an equivalent benefit. And the risk of death was 24% lower amongst those who got about 300 minutes of movement per week. So here's the deal. Women tend to have less muscle mass than men. So if they do the same amount of strengthening exercises, they may have a greater benefit with smaller doses just based on the fact that they don't have that much to begin with. Okay. So just to put this in perspective about exercises, federal guidelines for physical activity recommend for U.S. adults at least 150 minutes of moderate aerobic exercise, 75 minutes of vigorous cardio, and 2 muscle strengthening sessions each week. In 2020, about 30% of men did both benchmarks compared to 20% of U.S. women. All right.
I would have thought it was different, honestly, on that. But
so does it make you angry that women need to work less hard to die less?
No, it doesn't. Absolutely not. Does it make you angry?
A little bit.
Why?
Just, you know, I mean, listen, in the history of humankind, women have had it way harder than men. So they get a break on exercise. I guess I should be happy.
I guess I'd be like, wow, am I getting mad at nature? Because this is just a biological thing. I mean, it's like there's animals in nature where the male lives longer or the female lives longer for lots of reasons. It's a biological necessity. I'm sure that I like to believe that God and nature are one and created, you know, that the creator is nature.
Okay.
So there are some mysteries that we won't understand, but I have zero problem with this. I am not mad at all about the fact that I have to work 3 times harder than my wife to live just as long.
But this isn't a mystery. I when I saw the headline, I was like, ooh, it is a mystery. And then they reveal it makes perfect sense. Men have more muscle.
Right.
Which is,
About longevity. It's about living longer. Like the exercise we need to do to actually live longer. So the part of it that was a little bit confusing to me, maybe you can explain it. You are a scientist and you play one on this podcast.
Yeah.
Why would muscle mass, is it because in order to maintain our muscle mass, we have to work harder and women don't have the muscle mass and they don't? What does muscle mass have to do with living longer? So I guess I'm trying to understand.
I don't know if that's important to the reason. I'm not a scientist.
But that was what they said.
That is the reason.
Yeah.
But I don't understand why. But it.
Okay. You know, so you can't answer the question even though you're a scientist.
I'm not an exercise physiotherapist, Brandon.
Physiologist, but that's okay.
I'm not one of those.
So I guess you started you asked in your Larry way, you're like, what does that make you mad? Everything's got to be incendiary with you.
Oh.
I am in zero way. I mean, in some ways, I'm like, well, good. That means at least half of us don't have to work as hard. And that's okay. I mean, good on them that they don't have to work as hard, because I do think that women have to bear children a lot of times.
Hey-o.
That is incredibly challenging.
Where does that come out of? Which hole does that come out of, Brandon?
Larry.
I'm just saying.
Larry. I don't understand why you got to take it into the gutter every time. Why?
You, like me, have a hardworking woman, mom, wife in your house.
Incredibly hardworking.
I have seen your wife when we used to live next to each other go on the runs. So I know she likes the physical activity just as my wife does.
Yeah, yeah.
For the record, my wife is a 10 billion times better person if she exercises. So I'm very pro women exercise. That's what that's the stance I want to take here.
Yeah, I think, well, of course. I mean, if you were anti-women exercising, you'd be an idiot.
No. But I could, if I lived in the South like you do, I could see like, hey, I got to keep my little wife with her apron on, cooking cookies for me.
I don't think that's as prevalent anymore. I think that that might have been prevalent 50 years ago with our parents' generation, but I definitely
I know a man, a Catholic man, who does not believe in contraception, and he's got like 8 kids. Uh-huh. He wants his wife providing, baking cookies in that kitchen, taking care of the kids.
Well, okay, but he's an anachronism.
I think you live in a progressive world like I do. I think
I don't care if I live in a progressive world. That guy's an idiot. That's stupid.
I agree with you, but my point is I think he's more standard male out there than you give.
Well, I'm not saying there aren't men out there that are like that, but I definitely think that, look, there's one thing about being an obtuse moron who says my wife should be pregnant and barefoot in the kitchen because that's the way it should be, and not knowing that that's not the way it is anymore. Do you know what I'm saying? In a modern world, women have fought for things and have equality of some sort. So when that dude says that, he's just a throwback to the caveman.
Okay, hold on. I think we're saying the same thing.
Yeah, I know we are.
I'm just telling you that there are a lot more of those men out there than we want to think in our cool, progressive society.
I do not disagree with you, but I would argue with you that it's probably less than you think it is. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying they're not out there, and I'm not saying there aren't lots of them, but I think it's less now than what you think it is. And that's all my point is. If you were a man that is telling your wife that she needs to just bear you children because somehow magical God that you can't even prove is real has told you this from some magical stories. I'm reading these fairy tales with my daughter right now, you know, like all the classics, and it's really fun going through all these different myths from around the world. And you know that I am a believer in the God, and I am a Christian, and I believe in that. But I also am wise enough, I guess, or smart, or something enough to say, hey, man, a lot of this stuff is just as magical as if you're reading myths from foreign lands, you know? So the fact that somebody chooses that and says that's the way it is dumb.
I'm wondering how you're going to tie that back to exercise, but I'm assuming you're going to do that.
The way I'm tying it back is very simply this. If you can't look at this whole thing and say from looking at science, saying that my wife should exercise, but she doesn't need to exercise as much as me because science has proven that, then you're just an idiot. And if you buy into that because of some mythology, then you're an even bigger idiot. I'm sorry. I mean, I could say anything I want.
Well, so, okay. Yes. Once again, yes to all of what's been said. I don't understand a man in this day and age that doesn't say, I want my wife to have some mental health. Like, I want her to do what I tell her to do, as opposed to, I want to let her choose exercise, friendships, any knitting, whatever it is that would make her happy. I don't understand in this day and age that we live in that if happy wife is a happy life, I still don't understand how guys don't think that way.
Well, I mean, it takes more than a generation to change thousands of years of training.
But it's 2024, year of our Lord. If my wife is happy, I'm going to be happier.
Right. Well, isn't it the same? Couldn't the inverse also be true that if my husband is happy, my wife is happy?
Of course.
That's why, well, but they might be saying, hey, the most important thing in the world is for my husband to be happy, and therefore I need to have 8 children and be in the kitchen barefoot and cooking dinner. That's what makes him happy, and therefore now we're all happy. I mean, you could think that way. You and I don't agree with that, but you could think that way, correct?
Yeah. I need more of those people in my life. That's what I think I'm getting out of this today. Well, I need more of those, like, man, run the roost. He says what goes. Bring me a drink. I'm sitting
out. Why, Larry?
Because I always say I need more evangelical Christians in my life. I need more black and white thinkers because I think it's good for me to, like, because I feel like me and you have moved to these pockets where we don't get enough of that in our life anymore, and we're, like, out of step with it.
I'm sorry. I'm not following your train of thought and your logic here, because it's one thing to say I need more people that bring a diversity of thought into my life.
Yes.
But there's another thing to say that That's
we're just going too far to that other side of the diversity of thought. We still need the old school.
But is there, let me ask you this then. Are you saying there's truth in that caveman thinking that women? Okay, so then why do I need more people like that in my life?
Well, I just think you need a diversity of people in your life. If all you're doing is hanging out with your progressive leftist.
I totally disagree
with
you at
all. And worshiping Che Guevara.
Yeah, but I think, and you and I have talked enough on this show, that we're trying to find the middle ground. There's people that are, I read this guy named Charlie Sykes because he's a great writer and he's a conservative. He's my kind of conservative, but he's not an idiot conservative. And there are idiot conservatives and there are idiot liberals and there, you know, or progressives or however way you want to put it. I want to go right down the middle. So for me, what I really want is more people that are slightly left or right of center, but I don't want to have that many people that are way, way, way left and way, way, way right. I just don't. That's just the way I think about it because I don't feel like those people are accretive to my life.
Okay. All right. Well, I feel like what you're saying is, okay.
Well, I don't know how we got from exercising to this, but Larry, the bottom line is this. Women, you're lucky. You don't have to work as hard if exercise or as many times during the week. But bottom line is most of the women we know work hard and exercise a lot. So there you have it. The point is, with the very last part of it is the key that all doctors will say is do something. Just move. Get off, sit less and move more. That's the rule of thumb. And I'd like to thank you, Larry, for teaching me that I need to have cavemen in my life.